Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Madeleine Hicklin is DA Shadow Minister with the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, Boker Tov. How are you, Howard?
I am well, thank you. Thanks for asking. Is there anything to be done around this? I mean, we know what happens is we have these magnificent structures and buildings, heritage sites, and then the community moves on. What can be done to protect these buildings?
You see, Howard, in this particular instance, the old shul is more than just an old synagogue, for the simple reason that from a Jewish perspective, it was the first synagogue that was built. But from a South African perspective, it was the site of the Rivonia treason trial. And so the significance of the building has particular significance across two spheres, not only one. And it was on that basis that I was invited by two councillors in Pretoria, Wayne Helfrich and Leander Jager, to actually come through and do an investigation of the building, because I am in the Department of Public Works and the building falls in that, in my portfolio. So I was able to go through to the Minister of the Department of Public Works and say, okay, this is our building. It's our responsibility, together with the National Heritage Department, to actually restore the building to either a shul or into a cultural, multicultural center that can be used as an education center because of its significance, not only to the Jewish population, but to the South African population. And I got an answer from her in writing yesterday, which said, yes, we are prepared to look at a regeneration program that restores the facility into a heritage site that will act as a multi-purpose monument and a multi-purpose center to hold conferences, open to the public, open to tourists, so that it can be used for future generations. And I will hold her to that.
Because that's an incredible amount of history, and that is very significant.
It's phenomenal history. Mm. And I'm really going to push for it, because it's tremendous history from a Jewish perspective. Mm. The building was commissioned in 1897. It was the cornerstone was laid in 1897. It was the first shul commissioned in Pretoria.
That is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
And we have such rich Jewish history in that building. But we have such rich South African history in that building. I mean, I have specific ties to it. My late uncle was Dennis Goldberg. Dennis Goldberg was sentenced to life in prison in that building.
Incredible. That is absolutely incredible. And it's actually interesting that we're speaking to you at this time, because Sunday the 11th of July marks the 58th anniversary of the raid on Lilliesleaf.
On Lilliesleaf.
Yeah.
Sure, indeed. So, I mean, there is tremendous personal interest for me. But for me, as a Jew, as a very, very active Jew in my community, I need to do absolutely everything in my power that my grandchildren have a proud Jewish heritage in this country.
Yeah,
what better way of being able to do that than giving the first synagogue in Pretoria an opportunity to enable my grandchildren, my great grandchildren, please God, a place to be able to know where they came from. Because if you know where you come from, you will know where you're going to.
And what's interesting as well is that from a Jewish perspective, we're not particularly tied to the sanctity of the place. So if it moves to become, as you've said, a cultural center or a place where people can gather and learn, an education center, that isn't in disaccord with the Jewish approach to the building. But in fact, what
Indeed.
It does do is give it life in a different form that is very, very valuable and so important.
You know, Howard, when you look at the building of a shul, any shul, the purpose of it is to open the doors, to open the tent of meeting that Jacob had, so that anyone can come in and learn and anyone can come in and be welcomed. And that is exactly what I'd like to do with this specific building, so that anyone, you welcome the stranger within your midst, you teach them about the origins of religion, whether that religion is Judaism, whether it is modern Judaism, whether it is Haredi Judaism, whether it is Catholicism, whatever it is, it all originated in the same place. And you broaden the spectrum of knowledge that people have, and you open the tents of meeting on all sides. And at the same time, you do that with the history of South Africa, because the history of modern South Africa, the history of democracy, started in the Rivonia treason trial.
Absolutely. It's a critical part of it. What's been the
100%.
In terms of the general approach to heritage sites, has there been any support, some support? How have we dealt with these types of questions before in South Africa?
Probably not as successfully as we could have, but then I think it has a lot to do with what the motivation is to ensuring that the heritage site is maintained. And I think that what I'm bringing to this particular heritage site, what I'd like to see from it, is tremendous interest from the community. And one of the questions that I posed is whether the minister in this particular instance would be willing to encourage or to embrace public partnerships.
I was going and, to ask that, yeah. What is the approach on that?
And her response was that a feasibility study is welcomed. So I've had interest from the Pretoria Hebrew community. I've had interest from lots of people, Jewish people within Pretoria, to wanting to see this building restored. So now that I have a commitment from the minister to saying, we will do a feasibility study, I am now going to say, okay, Minister, I am now going to hold your feet against the fire until we get what we want, which is a building that everybody can come to that houses all our needs. We have a Holocaust and Genocide Society that would love to further its work. I mean, we have a center in Cape Town. We have a center in Johannesburg. Why can't we have a small building in Pretoria, taking up a corner of this building, you know, expand the footprint, so to speak.
Who owns the property at the moment?
The property is owned by the state. It's owned by the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. That's why I got involved, because part of my oversight was identifying derelict buildings. And unfortunately, the state of the shul is disastrous. And so I was able to go and do an oversight visit because it fell within my portfolio, and what I saw broke my heart.
Really, really incredible. And although I do need to leave it there, I want to wish you and all of us actually great luck and success on this, because this might be a fight that you have stood up to and decided to take on. But in fact, it's a fight not just for the Jewish community, for yourself, for Pretoria, but in fact for all of us, because these heritage 100%. Sites say so much and provide so many opportunities. Is Madeleine Hicklin, DA Shadow, Deputy Minister, Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, talking to us about the state of the old synagogue building, Corner Paul Kruger and Madiba Streets in Pretoria.